Blog Talk Radio. Wanda. Okay, Pastor Wanda.
Yes,
how
brother.
You doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed and highly favored as well.
All right. Is our brother Pastor Leroy on today?
No, he's not for some reason.
Oh, I was going to say hello to our brother Pastor Leroy. All right. Good evening, women of God, daughters of the King, and welcome to all the hearers tonight. And I'd like to give honor to God, who's the head of my life, and to the man of God. I thank God for you, Pastor Kent. Amen? Tonight
Amen.
Is filled, we own by women of God, women of God. I see about a Proverbs 31, but we're going to look at some encouraging words for today, because some have might have had a hard day, we are on Thursday tonight. And don't know how your day or week have been, but these are to encourage you for tonight. In Jesus' name. Okay. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. All right, let's get into the word. All right. The Bible tells the story of many amazing women, including Mary Magdalene, including Mary of Nazareth, Eve. All the women played prominent role in the story of Christianity biblical about their journey inspired those who followed the Lord. But those verses are just not only words which give us strength to mothers, wives, daughters, and sisters. They are broad Bible verses for women that have ability and power to uplift following of Jesus Christ, who may need a boost of confidence after working a hard day, or a reminder that God is on their side. Touch on a wide breadth of topical things from the Lord God, God's love to relationship between partners. Each verse often a moment of reflection and guidance and remind his followers that he is the strength to take on whatever may come their way, both the good and bad. You can share these verses for women with prayer groups, to spread encourage to others. And if your wife's birthday is approaching or you're looking for a Bible verse about a mother to put on a card on a gift for Christian women in life, these verses also function as meaning notes for her. And while some verses may be less progress slant, and the majority contain timeless reminder about having faith and being a good person. Let's look at the first one. All right, I hope everybody have a notebook, paper, and pad. Amen. Now, the first verse I'm going to is Proverbs 31, verse 30. Charm is deceptive and beauty flees, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. No matter what you look like or what the world riches to you, having a woman committed to the Lord is what truly matters in life.
Amen.
Let's look at Proverbs 31, 16 and 17. She survives a field and acquires it. She surveys a field and she requires it for her own resource. She plants a vineyard. She works energetic, for her arms are powerful. If a woman sets her mind on something, she will get it done no matter what. Amen. Now, we're going to be in 1 Corinthians 15 and 10. I'm what I am by God's grace, and God's grace haven't given for nothing. In fact, I have worked harder than all the others. That is, it wasn't me, but the grace of God that was in me. God makes us in his own image. The Lord supports us when we work hard and honor him with his own grace. Amen?
Amen.
Let's look back at Proverbs 31 and 21. She reaches out to the needy. She stretches out her hands to the poor. She doesn't fear for her own household when it snows because they are all dressed and warm and clothed. Women are happy to follow the Lord's call and to help those in need without asking for anything in return. Okay, amen. Let's look at Joshua 1:9. This is one of my favorites that God have given them. I have commanded you, this is Joshua 1:9, I have commanded you to be strong, be of good courage, because I am with you. I am your God. I am with you wherever you go. That is awesome when God tells you for not to fear. You have nothing to fear. God tells us throughout the Bible, don't be fearful or scared. He is with us always in life, and we can gain power through his love. And he'll never leave you forsaken. Hebrews 13:5. Now in 1 Corinthians 11:11, verse 12. However, women is independent from man, and man is independent from a woman in the Lord. As woman came from man, so also man comes from woman, but everything comes from God. Men and women rely on each other. God made them equal partners in life, and they should respect each other always. Amen. Point number 7. 1 Peter 3:3-4. Don't try to make yourself beauty on the outside with hair or wearing gold, jewelry, fine clothes. Instead, make yourself beautiful on the inside, in your heart, with endurance, quality of a gentle, peaceful spirit. This type of beauty is very precious in the eyesight of God. We shouldn't be caught up on superficial items, but instead focus on the hearts of others. The true precious gift in life are found in the spirit of God and our loved ones. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Tonight is plain and simple. You know, I'm going to just keep flowing as the Lord. Pastor, you would like to say anything?
No, go right ahead, Pastor Juan. It's your show.
All right. On 1 Timothy 3:11, in the same way, women who are servants in the church should be diligent and not to gossip. They should be sober and faithful in everything they do. Okay. In the same, women are faithful to do all things in their lives. God, their children, their loved ones, their career, and so much more. Okay. Luke 1:45. Happy is she who believes that the Lord will fulfill the promise he made to her. Sorry about that. When we ask for anything from the Lord, he listens and provides it in his ways, his own ways. Amen. All right. Proverbs 10:11-16. A gracious woman gains honor. Violent men gain only wealth. Any woman who is compassionate in her life will be rewarded in heaven, while those who act in anger will be punished. Proverbs 31, honor are her clothes. She is confident about her future. That is Proverbs 31:25. With God envelops us in love and strength, we have absolutely no reason to fear for the future or life after death. Amen. Let's play a song, Pastor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We're gonna play a song here. It's by Toxic Cobb's Leonard. It's called "You're Gonna Get the Glory."
Mm-hmm.
I'm so blessed.
Hallelujah. That is an awesome song. Only God gets the glory. All right, we have point number 12, Proverbs 3:15. Her veil sees pearl. All you desire can't compare to her. Women are more than valued than some of the most precious items on this earth. So we need to treat them well and care for them, and they will return with love. Amen. Let's look at Proverbs 31:26. Her mouth is full of wisdom, kindly teaching is on her tongue. Women think before they speak, but when they do, it is with kindness and good intention. They are the, some of the first to spread God's word. In Proverbs 14:1, a wise woman builds her house, but a foolish woman tears down with her own hands. You have the power to create the atmosphere in your home and to make it strong fortress of love and peace. A foolish son is disastrous to his father, and a contentious wife is like constantly dripping. Arguing is a nature part of being in a marriage. But when argument arises, be honest and let them be resolved so as to avoid them, avoid future hurt. Let's look at Deuteronomy 31:26. All right. Be strong. Be fearless. Do not be afraid and do not be scared by your enemies, because the Lord your God is the one who marches with you. He won't let you down and he won't abandon you. When you come up against an obstacle or situation that instill great fear and interpolation, remember God is by your side through each step and will not abandon you on your journey. So be fearless in all that you do, as he will always be there to help you. Amen. Deuteronomy 20:4. Because the Lord your God is going with you to fight your enemies for you and to save you. Deuteronomy 28:4. This is all still with women. And as well as men, if they're listening, I thank God. Whenever battle you are faced, have courage and know that God is always by your side. Isaiah 41:31. It's one of my favorites. But those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, shall white mount or wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Your faith in God will never make you weak. You'll be able to accomplish all that you desire by tapping into your relationship with the Lord. Psalms 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my force to protect in my life. I shouldn't be afraid of anything. Being fearless and patient and having a strong connection with God. Amen? All right. We have a second part to this. And I hope you had your pencil and paper and you write this down, look up the scriptures, write them out. And that gives you more confidence. And ladies, I would like you to applaud you. Give yourself a hand. Amen? You're fearfully and wonderfully made in Psalm 139. And men, give yourself a hand. Because look at what God is doing in your life. Amen? Now, I'm going to be in the ten characteristics of a woman of faith. You have to have faith. Okay? Faith. All right, let's do it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I could list many faithful women who have had an impact with my life, and I have realized one has some similar traits. These characteristics are the ones that compel me to do better, try harder, love deeper, and above all, realize the power of God's grace and the hope in his promises. There are women I have had the honor to know, to love, and to share this life with them. So I reach out to my arms to hug you, to thank you, to tell you you are living a testimony, the goodness of God's people, and the greatness of God. Here, there is no particular order in these 10 characters of women of faith. As you read these traits, consider those who walk along you. Share this with them and remind them how grateful you are for their friendship and their faithfulness. To have this friend I speak of one in my life, you continue to inspire, encourage, spurs me to run the race that God has set before me. Therefore, since you're surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that is easily entangled, and let us run with perseverance in this race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus Christ, the pioneer, the perfect of faith. For the joy he has set before him, he endured the cross, scorn and shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, considering him to be endured such the opposite for sinners, so that we will not grow weary or lose heart. That's Hebrews 12:1-13. Help the Holy Spirit. I'm kind of studying. My tongue still kind of bothers me, have to bit it, but I'm going to keep on. I hope y'all understand it. Hebrews 12:1-3. Point number three, she holds incredible strength. And you can speak this over your life each and every day. I hold incredible strength of God. She can withstand a crisis forward on the path of relentless doing. She can face barriers and burdens in her life with tenacity and grace. This fortitude is often an anchor in faith because we all know when we fall, we land on our knees. She is a warrior, a fighter, and preserves perseverance in her name. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. And you said I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Okay, number two, she shines magnified love. This love has the power to empower and enlighten those around her. Her passionate heart illuminates compassion to anyone who crosses her path. She does not discriminate nor separate the ones who don't deserve love or the ones who do love. She does. She knows all people deserve this unconditional love that God freely offers to us. Since God so loved the world, we should always ought to love. Okay? He gave his only begotten son. And that's 1 John 4:11. Since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. She embraced the good. This woman has the ability to discover and recognize a blessing when she sees one. She delights in beauty of the moment and the triumph in any trial. She pauses with a gratitude and celebrates with joy in every good thing because she understands the thanksgivingness has powered and searched for small miracle beyond hope. Finally, brother and sister, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if any is excellent and praiseworthy, think on these such things. And that is Philippians 4:8. Amen?
Amen.
She understands grace. This woman faced offense and respond by extending mercy. Although she may never understand or condone wrongdoing, she chooses to not let go of the bitterness, grasp, or resentment because forgiveness and redemption were a gift to her from God of grace. In turn, she shared a gift. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ forgave you in Ephesians 4:32. Hallelujah. She walks in humility. This woman get help the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God. Relentless, serving without reward and sacrifice without needing acknowledgement from others. She can readily accept her flaws and weakness and easily expose her vulnerability. She can give generosity with no expectation. Instead of weighing the balance of mediocrity or seeking credit for all the hard work, she celebrates living a life of four, extending herself to others, answering the call, go and do. That is itself is enough. For the grace of God has been given to me, I say, to everyone, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment according with the faith God has distributed to each of you. And that's Romans 12:3. She believes all people are equal and worth of love. This woman believes in her core that everyone is valuable, worthwhile in God's eyes, and therefore in hers. She lives out the truth that all human beings deserve to be treated with respect. She knows there's no qualification or condition to earn it. She sees with unwavering clarity that God did not discriminate when he created humankind, in his own image, and neither should we. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, man and female. He created them, and that's Genesis 1:27. Amen?
Amen.
She has compassion. The woman has a compassion of what she believes in. She dives deeply into sacrificing her time, her energy, and all of her effort in making a difference in this world. She pours out her heart into whatever cause or the need she deems significant. She is able to extend her hand and her to serve because she understands there are responsibilities and obligation in pursuing God's call and purpose for her life. She will face down barriers and burdens with relentless will that it ignites by her faith. For there is no stopping a woman who has committed herself to a mission. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord. The cause. you know that your labor is not in vain. Hallelujah. And that's 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Amen. Amen. All right.
Amen.
She's a true friend. She is a thoughtful and trustworthy and dedicated. She will show mercy on her shortcoming and speak the truth to grow you in the name of love. She show up. She will be there when you celebrate your biggest moment. And she will dive into the trenches to carry you. When life leads you into a battlefield, when there is a call for help, she responds. She shifts her priority as a need arises. She honors her friendship and spirit of humility and gentleness. When she is honest and as real as they come, there is no comparison or competition, no expectation or condition it when it comes to being her friend. Amen. Therefore, as a God-chosen people, holy, dear love, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentle, and patience, bearing with each other and forgiving one another. If anyone has grieved against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And for all over these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in a perfect unity. Colossians 3:12-14. She is darkly honest. This woman has the ability to look honest at herself and risk sharing her feelings, as though with the bold and the courage of voice. She is not afraid being transparent because she is the strength and conviction of knowing that in her honesty there is freedom. She is willing to expose her truth for the sake of the gain of clarity and connection. She values honesty in her others, and she pursues wisdom and trust through her vulnerability. She reveals part of herself in order to grow and nourish those pieces of who she is. It is to be taking those steps of faith. She empowers us to do the same thing. In Ephesians 4:25, therefore each of us must put off falsehood and speaking truth to your neighbor, for we all the members of one body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She is relentlessly faithful. This woman, at the very core of who she is, holds an anchor of faith so unshakable nothing can tear from the root. The groundwork is paved with a thick, sanctified cement and absolutely no crack in it. This certainly does not mean there are no doubts, temptation, struggles, or sin, but rather it is the center of a fervent hope and redemption. She has been refined by the fire and done the hard work to reveal in his glory and to cling to the truth. Her faith is evident that his mercy is new every morning, and she will bile you up with the promise. Because the Lord has great mercy, we are not consumed, for his passion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22. Hallelujah. To all the women who hold these extraordinary traits, thank yourself for being the faithful warrior and trusted friend you are. God works through you in a profound and glorious way. Hallelujah. And that is our study for tonight, in Jesus' name. Do we have any callers?
Yes, we do have some callers. And we got 4 of 111s. Okay, let's see. Well, we know we only got 111. 111, you're
on. Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Reverend Sherwood. How y'all doing?
Hey, Reverend. How you doing?
I'm doing a little bit all right. I was under the weather yesterday. That's why I had some coffee. But, you know, just called and want to apologize to Pastor Wanda yesterday. I know my name is kind of weird, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I was lying about my dad naming me as a joke. Actually, he's Sherwood Lovett, and I'm Sherwood Lovett Jr.
I already know the Holy Spirit. That's why. That's why the Holy Spirit kept telling me. You remember I kept asking you, what's your real name?
Yeah, and,
hallelujah.
Yeah, and I made sure not to name my sons that name, because I know I was bullied in school.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Yes, ma'am. I was bullied in school. They used to make fun of me and all this and that, but hey, God works in mysterious ways.
Yes, he does.
But God was faithful to you, and he still is in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Well, we got another call.
So how
are
your day,
sir? Let me bring him on. 1-1, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling about the coffee class. How do I get tickets?
There's no coffee class. Goodbye. All right. Okay. Well, let's get into an altar call, eh?
Amen.
If you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior, you have a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we hear it. God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you to the family of God. And I'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you come on live and tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior. Amen.
Amen. How was that Bible study that God gave?
That was great, Pastor Wanda. I loved every minute of it.
I didn't realize
Proverbs had so many verses on female.
I can't hear you, brother.
I didn't realize that Proverbs had so many verses.
Yes, they have a lot. I would like to. I will be started teaching through the Word of God. We're gonna look what Jesus done, okay? Because the Holy Spirit just quickened me of comfort, and I know a lot of people are going through things. I've been John 14. I'll go through and expound on what God have left us and what we have in our life. We have the greater one who lives and dwells inside us. And that is the next Bible study, knowing and having a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And I just as I'm leaning on my left side, and the comfort how Jesus spoke to his disciples. And you know, well, you got to get in the Word of God to understand the walk of Jesus Christ and what he have left for you to have in power through the Holy Spirit. Okay. And we'll be in John 14. And we will do line upon line and precept upon precept. We're getting in some meat now. Amen.
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 Let's bring on another caller here from
111. 111
here.
Hey, does Pastor Wanda produce chocolate breast milk?
Oh, goodbye.
Praise the Lord. You be blessed. Be blessed. I'm just going to bless you tonight. Anybody call with anything God told me to bless them, don't even say nothing. Be blessed.
Amen. Well,
yeah, I'm going to tell you, let me give you something funny. As he just said something, let me tell you what God did today. Let me give you a testimony of God had me out today. And I had an awesome time picking up food, going here, going there, speaking, praying over the courthouse, praying over, I'm talking to lawyers, different people about Jesus as well. But guess what? When I got home, you know how Jesus fed the 5,000? He gave me that much stuff in the house. But if he was asking about chocolate milk, well, the Lord blessed me with two cases, 140 things of milk. I thank him for asking. Bread, milk. Wait a minute, bread, milk. Well, he said nothing. Because I'm going to tell you, the Holy Spirit just quickened me, and I've been passing milk out to the neighbors, to people who didn't have, they're staying in hotel, on the street, bread, grilled chicken, everything God, he provided. So, and if you was in Atlanta, in Georgia, you can get some chocolate milk in Jesus' name.
Amen. Chocolate milk is really good in the nighttime, warmed up.
Yes, it is. And the people were so thankful and grateful because things are going on and some people have it at heart. And they said, I know to call you. I was up at 3, like I told you, Pastor. When I get off the phone, I sit here and listen to worship. And God will let me go take me a good hour nap, and I'll be up from 3 to 7 in the morning, and I'm going to start the same thing over again, seeing by God's people as well as praying, as always, for the land. I thank y'all two brothers. Thank you.
Where's Pastor Leroy at?
I don't know. I think he took the night off for some reason.
Today's Thursday. He's doing his show.
Oh, that's right. He's doing his Hugs and Harlem show. That's right. That's right.
Amen.
We got another caller here for 111.
Hey, the coffee class, are you going to let black people into the...
Goodbye.
Well, he be blessed, you know. Be blessed. You can't even do anything to God's people. He told me to bless. If I bless you, or I can curse you. So I choose to bless people. God bless me each and every day.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Got that.
How you feel today, brother?
I'm great.
Kid, how you feel today?
I'm great.
How was your day?
My day was busy. As I go into the hospitals and pray for people and counsel people.
Amen.
That's what I do. Doing God's work.
That's it.
That's all you can be asked for. You do God's work. Amen. Well, we got over here from 111.
Snicker.
Okay. What's wrong with these people tonight?
Hey, Pastor.
Hey, Pastor.
You know, the Lord been talking to me a whole bunch about death and life. You know, a lot of people don't even know they're eating the wrong fruit. I was In Proverbs 18:21, he said, death and life in the power of the tongue, and those two needed fruit. And a lot of people, like when they call in, they don't even know they're speaking death upon their own self and their generation. And I'm like, whoa. And I had to talk to, I sit and talk and read a lot, and digest what God gives me. And I'm going to ask God to forgive them, because I don't want anything to happen to them or their family or their kids. They fail to realize they're not coming against me. They're not coming against you or any of God's people, because God's going to fight that battle. You understand that? He gave me something. He says it's very dangerous. See, they might be behind that phone or sitting at their home, but don't they know God is omnipotent, omnipresent? He knows what everybody is doing. And he told me, don't fight this battle. I want you to be still. I want you to keep bringing forth my word, because many people out there hurting. Like, they got to be hurting to call and to just, how you want me to say this to the Holy Spirit, to call in and to act. Only thing they got to do is yield to the love of Jesus Christ and listen to the teaching. I'm not teaching anything but what God said in the word and gave line upon line. And that's what's going on with a lot of hurt people try to hurt others and speak things or what they have grown to do or they were taught to do. But the teaching God has taught me, I don't have to do an eye for an eye, because, see, that ain't what a child of God does. We're going to speak truth. We're going to bless you, because those are the same ones going to be in need. I have seen God. I'm going to tell you, I plead the blood of Jesus. I've seen a person speak all this kind of stuff against me as a child. And the Lord have stripped a lot of people. And God, you know God then brought them to where I'm at today, Pastor. I'm talking from the time we met. You remember the time when I first called you and told you my child had just passed, okay?
Yeah.
And you didn't know me from Adam to Eve, and you accepted me. Do you know a lot of people then had to come and ask for forgiveness because they couldn't sleep? God did not let them rest, because they said, we did this and we did that, and we went behind you and talked against you. And just like what's going on now, I pray and I ask God to help them whatever their needs are. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
And they up to my own Facebook. They had to find me, Pastor. And, I cried with them, and God placed them in the same boat that I had to walk and endure, okay? They said, because they laughed because after my daughter. They laughed because my daughter had passed. They thought that would break me and brought charges against me. They did all kinds of things and lied and just did all kinds of things. And then when God finally let me set up an account, they found me and they said, I need to talk to you. I need your help. Do you know God still let me help them? Without saying, I told you so or this, I showed them the same love of God, because there's mercy. See, that's the part people fail to realize. Love is mercy. And I know God brought me out, and I wanted them to come to still understand. I had been forgave them, because God told me, and I don't hold grudges, because I don't want to be, Holy Spirit, I don't want to be in chain and bondage, okay? Because I have a stone. I don't have a stony heart today. Because at one time I wouldn't forgive, but then God had to show me about forgiveness. If I don't forgive, you don't know when the master's coming to get this right, okay? And ask for forgiveness, because if you don't forgive, he can't forgive you when you see the Father. So that's what he has taught me, okay? Because when people hold grudges, unforgiveness, resentment, hate, that's another form of hate, what they're doing, and they don't even realize that. And that holds them in bondage. It don't hold us in bondage, because we are set free through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy.
All right. Well, we have no more callers, okay? Or the ones that haven't pressed one key. Oh, well, we got a caller. Let's see who we have. 111, you're on here.
Wanda faked a death so she could get donations.
Goodbye.
All right.
Okay.
We thank you, Wilmer. We thank you, Wilmer God, Daughters of a King. We thank Pastor. We thank Pastor Sherwood. We thank every listener. And Father God, we ask you to bless those across the land. And bless those that don't know you, because the ones calling in, they don't know who you are, Father. But we ask you to shed your love on them. And Father, show up and show. I show you some crown of glory as we sleep and slumber. And we give you all glory, praise, and we thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Well, thank God bless everybody. Give a shout out to Juan from Alabama. Okay, Johnny Long, brother DC2. Okay, Mike Hunt. Ashley. Farr, Gavin Moorhead. Friend, and Jenner and Gunnerson. God bless you all. Okay. Okay. Hope you all have a great night. And maybe Pastor Wander will join me again tomorrow night, and we'll have another show tomorrow night. Okay. See you all then. God bless.
All right. God bless you. Love you,
everybody, and God bless all the children.
I see you tomorrow too, Pastor.
Okay, see you tomorrow, everyone. I'm out.
All right, God bless. Bye,
see you tomorrow, Wanda. See you tomorrow, Pastor King.
See you tomorrow, Sherwood. Pastor Sherwood. God bless.
That's okay. God bless all everybody. And then the